Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine. Yeah, yeah. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out. See her on a road course or a corner mile. This little modified Peloton has got plenty of style. She beats the gassers and the rail jobs, really drives them wide. Yeah, yeah. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. Yeah. Save all my money and buy a GTO. Get a helmet and a roll bar and I'll be ready to go. Take it out to Pomona and let them know, yeah, yeah, that I'm the coolest thing around. Little buddy gonna shut you down when I turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
And the Daytonas was a surfing music group from Nashville. Small wonder that their debut single and biggest hit was about a fast car. Little GTO came along in 1964. Welcome to the second hour of the Music Box, which comes from my house to your radio each week on FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke. Since it's the weekend of the Indianapolis 500, the Music Box is packed with lots of songs about fast cars and a few facts about the famous race. For example, Janet Guthrie became the first woman to drive in the Indianapolis 500 on May 29, 1977. Many racing songs, including this one, are about drag racing. Two recordings of this song made it to the charts in 1951. We heard one of them a long time back, so here is the other recording of Hot Rod Race by Tiny Hill.
Now me and my wife, my brother Joe, took off in a Ford from Kokomo. We hadn't much gas, the tires were low, but that doggone Ford could really go. Now long about the middle of the night, we were ripping along like rich folks might, when a Mercury behind me blinked his lights, honked his horn, and he pulled out of sight. We had twin parts in that blunderbuss. People might think that I'm in a rut. To you folks that don't dig this kind of jive, it's two carburetors and an overdrive. We made three spots out of many a town, let the cops' heads spin around and around. They wouldn't chase, they'd run and hide. Me and that Murphy stayed side by side. Now we're Ford men and we likely knew that we'd keep on a racing till something blew. And put feet down like a stuck with glue, through many a town we flew and flew. Down at my lovely bride, her face was blue and I thought she'd died. Them streets through town were 40 feet wide, but me and that Mercury stayed side by side. My brother was pale, said he was sick. He said he was just a nervous wreck, but why should I worry, for what the heck? Me and that Mercury was neck and neck. Now on through the night we would glide, a flying low and a flying wide. Me and that Murphy was taking a ride. We stayed exactly side by side. Something coming, I thought it was a plane, but the way it was humming along at a terrible pace, and I knew right then it was the end of the race. When it flew by, I turned the other way. The guy in a Mercury had nothing to say. It was just a kid just out to play. He was driving a hopped-up Model A.
One time I spent a week inside a little country jail, and I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me and said that I was speeding through their town. Well, they said, tomorrow morning you can see the judge, then go. They let me call one person on the phone. I thought I'd be there overnight, so I just called my boss to tell him I'd be off, but not for long. Well, they motioned me inside a cell with seven other guys, one little barred up window in the rear. My cellmate said if they had let me bring some money in, we ought to send the jailer for some beer. Well, I had to pay him double, cause he was the man in charge, and the jailer's job was not the best in town. Later on, his wife brought hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. The first day I was there, I turned it down. Well, next morning, they just let us sleep, but I was up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on, we got more hot bologna, eggs, and gravy, and by now, I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, when I thought that I had been forgotten, sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, where is the guy who thinks that this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law. Well, I told him who I was and told him I was working steady and I really should be getting on my way. That part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said, the judge will be here any day. The jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful, but she brought that hot bologna every day. And after 7 days, she got to looking so much better, I asked her if she'd like to run away. Well, next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had, and he said, son, let this teach you not to race. The jailer's wife was smiling from the window as I left. In 30 minutes, I was out of state.
A week in a country jail put Tom T. Hall at the top of the country music chart for the first time in 1969. And Hot Rod Race by Tiny Hill later inspired the song Hot Rod Lincoln. The station is the concert hall, the show is the music box, I'm Mike Duke, and this is Raoul Donner. You don't know what you've got.
You don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I abused it. And now I'm sorry for the things I didn't say. Love, but I misused it.
as you once needed me.
Oh yeah,
uh-huh.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah. So now if you come to this lonely heart you own, I give you all my loving like you've never known.
Oh, oh, oh,
you don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I misused it. And now I'm sorry for the things I didn't say, 'cause I know now I acted in a foolish way.
Whisper low, hold my hand. It's never too late to say I love you. I know it's true, I broke your heart, but I love you too much to part. It's never too late. Everywhere I go, everyone I know tells me you're still in love. So if they are right, please tell me tonight. Whisper low, hold my hand. It's never too late to say I love you. I love you. Oh, yes, I love you. I said that I love you.
It's Never Too Late is a forgotten Brenda Lee B-side from 1961. Also from 1961, we heard You Don't Know What You've Got by Rao Donner, who did indeed sound a lot like Elvis Presley. I'm Mike Duke at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall, where the music box returns to Jan and Dean, who opened the first hour of the show with Drag City. The B-side of that 45 developed a large following on novelty record shows, so naturally, Slock Rod is right at home on the racing edition of the Music Box.
I own a 48 Buick and it's olive green. All the kids on my block say it. Says my car is sure Mickey Mouse. I got lights in my wheel wells and porta walls. I burned and cheap gas, and she always stalls. I got one big truck tire that's low on air. Makes her sit a little lopsided, but I don't care. Trunk, well, it's full of nails. Look at us go. Goodness gracious, we're traveling fast. Zippity zip down the street. That's your red rider. Follow me. Gonna take off, I bet you. I wouldn't bet you.
Johnny got a love on loving his life. It wasn't his girlfriend, it isn't his wife. In not Jesus, he don't know if it's sin. Only thing that Johnny's interested in is junk cars. Can't get them all. Mind junk cars, who with them all the time, up on blocks for the world to see, lays awake thinking how sharp they'll be. Junk cars, his little Mustang's hot, yes sir, whether it burns or not. Johnny likes living, but Johnny just loves junk cars. He got a 69 O's he's crazy about, three wrecked Hondas and he's farting them out. Grease on the dishes, grease on the pants, grease on the pockets of his Sunday pants. A junk car, can't get them all in mind. Junk car, fool with them all the time, up on blocks for the world to see. We buy the new one someday, they'll be junk car. His little Mustang's hot, yes sir.
Cars by Mac McAnally is from his Live and Learn album. And Slock Rod by Jan and Dean is from their 1963 album Drag City. A few years ago, I acquired a radio sampler CD by Baton Rouge area native and Chicago electric blues man Buddy Guy. Crank up the volume and give your speakers a workout for this electrified arrangement of Mustang Sally. For years, Buddy Guy played one of the loudest, if not the loudest, blues guitar in Chicago. The Indy 500 Music Box just woke up the neighborhood with his arrangement of Mustang Sally. I'm Mike Duke. On May 30th, 1976, Bobby Unser set a record for the fastest Indy 500 pit stop, 4 seconds. This one will take a little more than 4 seconds, but the Music Box will return from my house to your radio after this concert hall pit stop.